5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,500 thanks to Discover Card. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Sharon, you ready to play?
I am.
Okay, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure, good luck, Sharon.
Okay. All right, we got $1,500 on the line. Raven's walking out of here. When that big studio door closes, he can't hear us. It's soundproof. Whoa, it's slammed today. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Number 1, Celebrity Big Brother is back. Which celebrity's big brother, Frankie, was a house guest on Big Brother season 16?
I don't watch that show. I have no idea.
Number 2, Disney recently announced they'll be creating a new community living in Coachella Valley called Story Living. Only a few Disney characters have been honored to be on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Who was the first?
Mickey.
Number 3, Britney Spears just signed her own $15 million book deal. This follows her sister that already released a tell-all book. What was the name of Jamie Lynn Spears' book?
No idea.
And number 4, Sam Hunt's pregnant wife filed for divorce citing adultery. In his song, Body Like a Back Road, finish the next lyrics. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed.
I don't know.
Time's up, Sharon. And number 5, it's Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022. It's a palindrome and an ambigram. It's called an unprecedented milestone. Speaking of the number 2, who wrote A Tale of Two Cities?
David Copperfield.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Sharon, all right. Sharon got one.
Okay, not too good, Sharon. $1,500. Let's see how I do.
All right. They were tricky questions. I will say that. I made them hard. $1,500 on the line. Raven, number 1, Celebrity Big Brother is back. Which celebrity's big brother, Frankie, was a house guest on Big Brother season 16?
Ariana Grande.
Yes. Number 2, Disney recently announced they'll be creating a new community living area in Coachella Valley called Story Living. Only a few Disney characters have been honored to be on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Who was the first?
It's got to be Mickey.
Mickey is correct. Number 3, Britney Spears just signed her own $15 million book deal. This follows her sister that already released a tell-all. What was the name of Jamie Lynn Spears' book?
Things I Should Have Said.
Yes.
And I feel like Britney should have got more.
Number 4, Sam Hunt's pregnant wife filed for divorce, citing adultery. In his song, Body Like a Back Road, finish the next lyrics. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed.
I know every curve like the back of my hand.
Yes. And number 5, it's Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022. It's a palindrome and an ambigram. It's being called an unprecedented milestone.
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of the number 2, who wrote A Tale of Two Cities?
I mean, I don't know. Who? What? Stephen King. Robert Frost?
Well, Sharon said David Copperfield.
Okay, well, you know, the 3 of us.
Nope. It was Charles Dickens.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry, Sharon. He beat you 4-1 today. That gets you an Anne on Raven t-shirt.
Thank you, and I really can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Sharon. Hold on the line. We'll get all your info.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. I mean, I knew today was a whatever it is, but also this other thing. I feel like I should have had better plans for today.